get into it in there, but Marburg and some of the Jeffrey said that like in the sutras your perception is like color or things like that. Then it gets into consciousness is like taste.
Yeah, and I don't understand. I don't understand why that. I mean, I can understand it in terms of, say, like color with perception. But then, and I read it the other day as well, where when like consciousness is you know, salty and sweet and salty and sour and astringent, and that's what that's consciousness defined by. And I mean, it has to be defined by something, but I think it's where that comes from. I'm not quite sure in terms of arbitrarily, because being conscious is also being conscious of the different sense doors as well. That's another way it's defined.
I was reading that last night. It says to the 22, so you need to 22.
Uh-huh.
I think it's actually the sutra that came from.
Oh, yeah.
When he
gets
enlightened or gets enlightened in the Dhamma talk.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's in that. Because it ended in there, and that talks about how like, putting it on perception or thinking on it, it's like either way, it's like pushing it.
If I recall correctly, I was reading just a couple days ago, Nyanananda mentioned something about this, that specific passage is that's referring to consciousnesses, the process of cognizing as discriminatory.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's the
word. Oh, here it is. But it's in a footnote.
Yeah.
I don't see a footnote on consciousness.